say? Can you verify this for me? I mean, some people here don't understand. I mean, what is soul?
Allora, adesso te lo dico io. Cos'è soul? Non importa come lo fai. Più alto possibile, meglio è. Pensavi di saperlo tutto. Nel suono giù nell'Atlantico. Col miglior ritmo su questo pianeta. Canta se vuoi, non ti sbaglierai. Accendi questa bomba. L'onda è il posto dove troverai questo ritmo. Sono nato nel sud.
Right time now, indeed. It's the time for Plague Tapes 11. This is your host, Dr. Groove, continuing in a series of public broadcasts. So we've got some news coming up at the very end of the show with Andrew giving us the latest figures, and apparently we've gone over 3,000 cases and all that stuff. So I don't want to dwell on much of that stuff. We can do all that bit at the end. Obviously, I told you guys yesterday, my mom has been tested and she's much the same as she was yesterday. I'm not going to give you updates on this every day, but that's definitely on my mind. I'm hoping that the rest of yous are doing okay. The good news is that the stuff that we're doing in terms of physical distancing and continuing with the lockdown is actually having an appropriate effect, so that's good. I don't even know where we're going to start, as in what the music is. This is just tunes that I put together, but you know, the thing about this is it's always good tunes. And I read a quote from Nietzsche. I'm always finding quotes from Nietzsche, so I'll give you that to begin with, and then we'll get into the show. Nietzsche apparently said, "Cynicism is the only honesty available to mediocre souls." So, just remember that. And if you continue to be cynical about everybody's attempts to flatten the curve, then maybe it says more about your soul than it does about anybody else. Okay, on with the music.
I'd like to feel that you could be free. Look up at the blue skies beneath a new tree. Sometime again, you turn green and the sea turns red. My son, I said, the power of accents over my head. The big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis. One man struggles while another relaxes. We sang about the sun and danced among the trees. And we listened to the whisper of the city on the breeze. Will you cry remotes in a lead-free zone? Down within the shadows where the factories drone. On the surface of the wheel, they build another town. And so the green come tumbling down. Yes, close your eyes and hold me tight, and I'll show you sunset sometime again. The big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis. One man struggles while another relaxes. From the skies, an acid drop of rain recycled from the sea. It washed away my shadow, burnt a hole in me. And all the king's men cannot put it back again. But the ghetto soil will nature lie.
Security. Oh, hello. Is that reception, London Weekend Television?
This is security. Reception's gone off duty, sir.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to meet somebody in reception, and I wanted to know if they were
What's
there.
What's the name of the person you're supposed to meet?
Haile Selassie.
Haile?
Selassie.
Is that Haile Selassie? Yeah. No.
Could you possibly, if he does, he will come in very shortly. Mm-hmm. Would you tell him that Marcus Garvey phoned, and that I will meet him? Well, it's meet him in Babylon and Ting.
Yes, when Marcus comes in, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to wait until he's coming in.
Oh, is that Haile Selassie?
No, it wasn't him. It was a cab.
He's a black gentleman.
But when he comes in after you, you were going to meet him at, where was it?
Babylon. Yeah, Babylon and Ting.
Babylon and Ting.
That's it.
Right you are.
Thank you, God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. That's the beautiful sound of Tower of Dub from The Orb, starting off with that beautiful posh, you know, the posh accents. I like to speak to Mr. Hayley Selassie from Marcus Garvey. Before that, what did we have? We had Hymn of the Big Wheel from Massive Attack, and we started off with the awful tune called, from a band called Babylon Zoo. Maybe it was Wrecking Your Head to know what it was, but it was actually called Babylon Zoo and Spaceman, I think. And that's the only usable part of that song, to be honest. Okay, let's keep it going with Plague Tapes. Yeah, and there we're going to have a dub that was on a Susumu Yokota thing. So we're going to put that on there. We'll be right back.
birds, turn the merry wind, jump the hedges first. And I will drink the clear, clean water for to quench my thirst. And I'll show out the ferry boats and they'll get high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never grow so old again. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. Oh, oh. Sweet thing, sweet thing. Yeah. Sweet thing. Shall drive my chariot down your streets and cry. Oh, it's beyond dynamite and I don't know why. And you shall take me strongly in your arms again. And I wonder, might remember that I ever felt the pain.
Thank you. my toes, through my teeth, through my nose. You get these words wrong. You get these words wrong. Every time. You get these words wrong. I just smile. But from my head to my toes, from my knees to my eyes, every time I watch the sky. For these last few days, leave me alone. But for these last few days, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me
You know who that is already, but anyway, just in case you don't know who it is, it's New Order with Leave Me Alone. Before that, we had Van Morrison and Sweet Thing, and I often find myself singing lyrics from Van Morrison. And there's lots of bands that I don't sell, you know, ever remember lyrics, but Van Morrison constantly comes back to me, and that album in particular, Astral Weeks. And before that, we started it all off with Susumu Yokota, and that's called Miracle Play, which is really dubby and nothing like anything else I've ever heard from him. So, yeah, he's some guy, and he's gone as well. Oh, and for younger people, I mean, if there's younger people listening, I want people to remember that the band Massive Attack, who we heard earlier on, they're when they came out first, there was a war going on in Kuwait, and they actually got banned by the BBC, and they weren't played because of their name, because they were called Massive Attack. There you go. That was strange back then, and I know we're living in a strange world even now. The next one up, I think, and I'm not really telling you much more except naming the tracks tonight, but that's where I'm at in terms of with my head, and the odd Nietzsche quote as well. The next one would be My Bloody Valentine, and I don't know, I was in a sound time for jangly guitars. I think that's what had me going tonight. That's what I was going for when I was putting this together. So you're listening to Plague Tapes 11 on Radioactive International, and we've got the news coming up near the end with Andrew. All those things that we're trying to run away and escape from by listening to good music. Anyway, My Bloody Valentine, MBV, next.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're anything like me, I have to try and remember not to move around in this seat when I'm on the microphone. Anyway, if you're anything like me, you will have been listening to that tune and you'll be kind of going, what the name of, what is that a cover of? And the answer is Heart of Glass by Blondie. And that's a band that does cover versions called the Bad Plus. I saw them in the NCH years ago and they were great. B-Lav introduced me to them, I think. So shout out to him if he's listening. And before that, we had the incomparable Aphex Twin. I've said it before, but I think he's our Mozart, really. And I'm reminded of the fact that he comes from Cornwall. Although there is also this thing where he was actually born in Limerick, but he was raised in Cornwall. So as desperate as the Irish are to claim anybody that's like a genius like him, I think we have to say he's probably Cornish rather than Irish. And I saw a film the other day which I loved called Bait, which is set in Cornwall, and Mark Kermode was raving about it. And you can buy it and rent it and look at it on the internet. It's one of my film recommendations for you when you're in this lockdown. It's just basically an age-old battle between people who live in the land in Cornwall and or live on the sea, from the sea, and the tourists, insiders and outsiders, is it? Yeah, the outsiders. Anyway, it's a battle, and it's really good. I really enjoyed it and couldn't recommend it highly enough. So, and before that, what did we have? We had My Bloody Valentine, yeah. And we're going to continue with, this is more the jangly guitars, because, you know, there hasn't been enough, and now I'm feeling the need for them. And I think after this next set of tunes, we'll do the news with Andrew. Okay, hang in there. We're nearing the end of Plague Tapes 11. But more good music to come. And the news about the virus. We'll be right back.
got you in a dragon out the dead, singing, I miss you, snakes and ladders, flip the lid, I pops the cracker, snaps you in the head, snaps you in the neck, kicks you in the teeth, steel toe cap, stakes, all your credit cards, get up, get the guns, get the eggs, get the flat in the face, the flat in the face, the flat in the face, dance you fucker, don't you dare, don't you dare, don't you flat in the face, take it with the love it's given, take it with a pinch of salt, take it to the tax now, let me back, let me back, I promise to be good, don't look in the mirror at the face you don't recognize, help me call the doctor, put me inside, 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 I keep the world from the door, it calls me on the phone, tells me all the ways that he's gonna mess me up, steal all my children.
Do you realize? realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning on. Do
hello and welcome to, well, no, this is not a welcome, this is more at the end. That chair always moves. This is Dr. Groove, joined with Andrew for the trigger warning part of the show. I know, at a personal level, it really feels like COVID-19 is closing in. So what's the update today?
So cases in Ireland, sorry, in the south, is 325, another 17 deaths. They've owned up to the shortages.
Sorry, what's the total total cases now?
What's that? What, it's 2,400 or something? I'd need to...
Okay, we're well over 2,000 anyway. We're 2,500.
Yeah, total confirmed ones is actually now 3,235.
3,000? Oh, yeah. We've broken 3,000. Yeah. Okay.
I've been watching the global count since January.
Yeah.
And I think I probably started watching it around 20,000.
Yeah.
And to get from 20 to 40,000, I think, took about a week or 10 days. And today, I was watching it jump up 20,000 every couple of hours.
What's the global count now at then? What's that running at?
800,000. Okay. Somewhere ahead. I mean,
we're closing in on a million.
Yeah, it'll be in a million in a day and a half, I'd say, at the most, maybe less. Okay. I mean, the actual counting may be...
Erratic, I know, but...
Yeah.
It's a mute point. Okay, so we're up at that, and then you were saying they admitted in terms of...
Well, yes.
Is this the HSE telling us one thing and then actually doing another?
Yeah, it's them admitting to the kind of suppositions I've been making over the last couple of days, that there was a crucial shortage of the reagents or regents, that was limiting the amount they could test, so that they were saying last week they were going to test 5,000 a day. They've actually tested only 1,500 a day.
Yeah.
Before they tightened up the requirements to be tested, they were getting a hit rate of about either 4% or 6%.
Okay.
It's now 15%. So on that level, I mean, there's a positive side to that, in that means perhaps they're getting most of the positives they would have caught anyway.
Yeah.
Could also it simply be a result of there being more cases out there now. It's probably a bit of both, in other words, somewhere between the two.
Yeah.
It's still on that kind of trend that doesn't look too bad, of around 11% rather than 33%. But again, when you're only doing a third of the tests you were talking about, how much higher? We know it's somewhat higher, at least, than that, is it? The other very positive bit of news they had is that contact tracing is now... when they started doing it and they asked people how many contacts they met, so that's the 2-meter... 15-minute thing, it was an average of 20, fell to 5 about 3 or 4 days ago, and now it's fallen to 3, and I think 3 is essentially, that's households, so it's people's contacts are the
as low as you can get it,
people they're living with. So that's kind of good news, because it means the actual rate of increase will genuinely be quite low, just because there's not that many opportunity to, you know, if you can only infect 2 or 3 more people, that's going to keep it low.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect of it. What else can we say?
So they were also talking about community cases, and there was an issue there a couple of days ago where they were talking about over 50%
of the
cases were community cases. Do we know if there's a figure on...
I don't think they gave a figure for that.
But they had 325 today?
Yeah.
New cases. Okay. And they've tightened up on the criteria for testing.
Yeah.
And the hit rate is getting better in terms of they're detecting more.
Yeah.
But we don't know if that's just because of the criteria or it's because... It's just there's more of it out there.
Yeah, it will be a bit of both. I mean, it was noticeable in the update yesterday. They suddenly brought in a modelling team to talk about where they think the curve was. So they were kind of switching away from going, here are numbers, to being, here is where we think we are. So I'd say that's part
of that. That's a subtle, which is a subtle admission that we're really not sure where the model is. But
I mean...
But the good news is that this, the physical distancing and the people, the things that people have been doing and finding tough to do, I'm sure... is having a positive effect in terms of those numbers going down from 20 to 3 is huge. It should relieve a lot of pressure. And the other thing I've found is that people are getting annoyed now on my behalf. And like, I feel like there's, in where my mom is, in her nursing home, there's 36 staff out. Out of a staff of, I think, 80. That's huge. Like, they're down to 50% of their working staff, and some people are doing double shifts. And I'd imagine that the same people are involved in the testing process. So...
And I mean, and like, there's somebody we know who works in the hospital is now quarantined out as well because they were exposed to somebody yesterday who then turned out to be positive. And they're in a situation where they were told they weren't allowed to wear any PPE because they weren't dealing with people who were known to be infected. But now, I mean, it's kind of obvious once you've got a fair amount of cases in the population, if you don't start assuming people might be, then you're going to lose a lot of medical workers. You know, they're going to be quarantined, waiting testing. Some of them will actually get it. So the whole, that level of the HSE thing, like, I've been giving out about it for a couple of weeks. It's not getting any more sensible, you know. Like, they clearly need to shift policy fast and go, everybody working in a hospital is potentially exposed, so there should at least be some minimum level of PPE for them. I mean, I've another friend working in a test centre, and, like, they're getting all the face shields and all that sort of stuff. So if they're getting that, then, you know, I think
frontline health workers all should have it. Yeah, it's true. It reminds me of that line in Glengarry Glen Ross where he talks to the manager and he says, your job is to help us, not to fuck us up. Often it seems like a lot of these decisions are fucking people up, at least the workers up. Is there any other news in terms of, do we have any, like, I know figures in the UK are pretty meaningless, but the death rate would seem to have them at a different curve than what they're...
Yeah, they had a big jump. I think, mate, they had 380 deaths announced today. Now, the way they're counting it is kind of weird. So they weren't all necessarily today. Like, some of them might have been a couple of days ago and they only got permission to release them now. And but they're just the hospital deaths still. They're not counting deaths that are happening in the home or in nursing homes or settings like that. So we know that that's an underestimate. So, I mean, what, they've got 10 times the population we do, and but that's
60 million, isn't it?
That's 20 times today's death, over 20 times today's death rate here, and that's been pretty consistent. And we know they're underestimating in a way that we're probably not, I think. In fact, I'm pretty sure we're not.
If you go, if you're to take their death rate and apply it to our testing regime, what kind of figure would you get for the UK? Do you know, in terms of...
God, no,
that's a way of
that's
it's a, I mean, it's just an idea.
That would just be a completely wild guess. Somewhere over 100,000, but I don't think you could even make that guess in a meaningful way.
In other news, I think you could join a cabinet meeting in the UK. Because Boris Johnson tweeted his Zoom account.
He tweeted a photo of the meeting in progress, which included the Zoom ID, so you could then try. They probably had a password.
If I wasn't working, I would have loved to just join in there. You know, they'd love my accent in the British cabinet, I'd imagine.
I'll give you a story to end on, which is kind of funny, peculiar, and it's quite reminiscent of Chernobyl, I think. Which is, so the Americans now have a problem that it's broken out on a couple of their aircraft carriers. There's one of the carriers, which is at Guam, has a bad case of it. Like, there's at least 100 sailors infected. Now, those aircraft carriers are 4,000 people on them. And, I mean, there's not much... I mean, they're huge, but there's not that much room on it. So there's
almost
absolutely
like submarines,
no chance whatsoever of social isolating. So The captain is basically pleading with the Navy to allow him to unload most of the crew so they can isolate and just keep a skeleton crew on board to keep the reactor running and all that sort of thing. And so far, the Navy isn't letting him do that.
Right.
So that's you know, like that's like that cruise ship experiment, but really ran crazy in that sort of context. I mean, they could easily get an 80% infection.
Is it an aircraft carrier? Is it nuclear as well?
Yeah, it's nuclear. Things are huge. Power. You know, like they're all. I think all the aircraft carriers are quite similar. Like they're all these huge. The one visited Dublin about 20 years ago. Like they're absolutely enormous. They're kind of like 15 car ferries.
So I know this is the other thing I was talking about earlier on, but that there's no. There isn't the cultural kind of background. Like you can ask the great commitment in Chernobyl. You could ask for the great commitment for the motherland, and in neoliberalism, social democracy, where it's all about, protecting the economy. It's not the same. The same kind of calls can't be made, but they still have to make them anyway. They don't have the ideological, but it didn't stop. It didn't stop that. Aircraft coming in with Aer Lingus and then being met by outriders and being driven very fast through town. So it's the same kind of it's really interesting to see how they manufacture the same kind of cultural baggage or whatever it might be. I mean, that wouldn't go amiss in North Korea. Our glorious leader Leo has managed to secure this protective equipment for our good hospital workers.
Except they then don't actually allow them to wear it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the issue there.
That's the run through.
Okay, that's Plague Tapes. I think 11. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Keep
going.
It's kind of like a bad a disaster film, but it's very could be done with edited down to a couple of hours, and there's a lot of. Sitting around the house waiting for stuff to happen going on. And the whole mood has changed quite visibly, I think, in terms of the online stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, thanks. Cool. Is it cool?